Hello, everyone. I want to apologize. I'm not speaking Italian. I will do my presentation in English. Really, my apologies for that. I had a PowerPoint presentation. I don't know how to access it. If I just need to, okay, just wait a few minutes. Before starting, as an introduction, I will present the company I work for. It's called IFSIC. It is based in Paris. We are a private credit institution. We've been created in 1983. We are operating in France for then almost 30 years. We manage guarantee funds that are funded by public sources. It's budgets coming from the Ministry of Culture or the National Center for Cinema in France, the French authority that does all the policy for film industry. So in France, we have an institution doing guarantees for all the SMEs of all sectors. And there is IFSIC aside. The cultural industries, the guarantees for cultural industries has been concentrated and separated from the rest of the other business activities because it was thought that there were specificities that needed a certain expertise and know-how. So that is why we are separate from the big guarantee funds that finance the rest of the industry in France, and we're only specializing in film, which is our main activity, film production, TV productions, or distribution. But also we have a department that deals with all the other cultural industries, such as book publishing, music. So we are really specialized in the cultural sector, and like 80% of our activity is film. And film production mostly. So we have a certain experience in guaranteeing loans for film producers in France, and we issue about like more than 200 million guarantees a year for film and TV production. So that's about, let's say, 2/3 of the independent production in France that access loans for to finance their films. Can access also the guarantee, and this has created a quite stable environment, I think, this cooperation between private banks, because the guarantee we offer is 55% only. So you have banks that keep a share of the risk, but also they are backed by public funds that we manage. And this combination has, I think, allowed French producers to have a good access to bank financing, while since we manage the Media Production Guarantee Fund, we realize that in other countries in Europe, other producers have much more difficulties in accessing loans. So this was the activity we've been having since almost 30 years now. And since last year, we're very, very happy to have been granted a 4 million euro budget from the European Commission. And it's called the Media Production Guarantee Fund, and it allows us to offer the same kind of service that we've been offering to French film professionals. Now we can do that for professionals from the rest of Europe because it's European money, so we are open to any producer that is European, to any European project. So it's a very, very rich and interesting experience for us. And here I will explain you in details how it works, the specificities of the system, and then I will show a case study from our experience. We've been operating the fund since May. We signed in December 2010, but we restarted activity last year in May. So it's 1 year experience, and I will explain like one case we did that could be I think useful to understand the way we work. So the Media Production Guarantee Fund is just before to understand how it's functioning. It's 4 million euro fund. This money comes from the European Commission. It's been transferred to IFSIC. We received 3 million euros so far, and we will receive a fourth million next year. So it's a program that is running until December 2013. We started than activity last year in May. And with this 4 million euros, we will be able to offer guarantees of more than 36 million euros, because we do not expect to lose money on every loan that we guarantee. We have statistics that prove the contrary. So we're able to offer what we call a leverage effect of about 10. With 4 million euros, we can issue guarantee of 36 million euro total worth. And since we guarantee loans at a 55% rate, that equals to almost 66 million euros of loans. So this is the volume we can make until 2013. And the guarantee is risk participation. We share the risk with the bank. We halve their risk. We do not participate in cash flow directly, but if for some reason the loan is not refunded and the guarantee is claimed, then we will indemnify the bank at this rate of 55%. So it's really it has two main advantages for the bank. First, their risk is more than halved, and they keep only 45% of the risk at the end. And also it's a possibility to have a second opinion on their risk assessment. So it's a useful tool for the banks. And the cost is quite low. It's only 1% a year of the amount of risk covered. So that means, since we guarantee 55% of the amount of the loan, the commission for IFSIC will be 0.55% a year. So it was an important point for us that the cost of the guarantee wasn't too high, in order for not to put extra cost for producers. And so the guarantee is valid as long as the loan is not refunded. There is no time limit. It's really the duration of the loan that sets the duration of the guarantee. And the guarantee can be called in case of bankruptcy of the borrower. So that's the basic information about the fund. I will not spend too much time on the advantages for the bank. I've explained that it reduces the risk of the bank. It gives a second opinion, which is quite important, because what we see is that the main difficulty for film production to get access to bank loans is the lack of expertise. There is really a need for expertise, because it's project financing, so it's quite complex financing plans with different sources of financing, and the expertise is really the key point within the banks. And when you can share your risk, and when a bank can share their risk analysis with a guarantee fund who has experience as well, it's a good point. So we really would like to create a risk sharing experience and the best practices sharing within European institutions. And for the producers, it would be the opportunity to get easier access to bank credit. And as Isabella mentioned, maybe not having to give personal guarantees as collateral, such as a house, but then the risk analysis will be made on the film, on the project itself, on the solidity of the financing plan, and not on the worth of the house of the producer, of whatever personal assets he can have. Who can apply for the guarantee? It would be European banks only, for European independent producers. So it has to be a loan granted to a European producer, and a loan to finance a European film, a film that qualifies as European. So this is quite, it's not too complicated. And then the type of transactions that we can guarantee it's really interim financing. We feel that there is this is where the need is for producers. And I give an example right after the slide. These are loans that discount the different contracts of the financing plan, which are most of the time payable on delivery or too late anyway, compared to when the needs are to pay the teams and the crews and the suppliers. So there's the need for a bank, even though the film is financed, there is a need for cash flow. And this is the type of loan that we can guarantee, the ones that a bank grants to the producer in order to do the cash flow of the film production. And this loan is refunded when the film is delivered and the contracts are being paid. So it's really project financing. And we are not doing any gap financing through the Media Production Guarantee Fund. So far, the size of the fund didn't really allow us to go in such risky operations. So it's interim financing, really. And to give you some overview of what we've been doing since last May, when we really started activity, we're quite happy the way it started. We've guaranteed the loans that finance the production of 17 films. That's like 23 million euros of loans that have been guaranteed through the Media Guarantee Fund that we've been that we operate. The guarantee commitment are almost 13 million euros so far. And you see that we have a total guarantee facility of 36 million euros. So we've already used one third of our guaranteeing capacity for those 17 films. The producer who benefited from it were 23 borrowing companies and were issued from five different countries, mostly Luxembourg, Germany, Belgium. Belgium is using it the guarantee fund quite well. We had a Spanish production as well, and some French producers as well. When these were co-production with a minority French share, and what we expect to do in the next year until December 2013 is to expand the regional scope of the fund. So we've been working with this country, and we would really be very happy to be useful for Italian producers and in other countries as well. And so far, we've been working with two financial institutions only. These are the French financial institution. Dominique Mallet is here. She's from Coffee Loisir. There's another one called Coffee Ciné. And they've been granting loans to European producers. And so they've been bringing us those loans. And one of our expectations in the next month would be to be working with non-French banks, even though the objective is to facilitate access to credit for producers. So the final objective is that producers in Europe can benefit and can get easier access to credit, but it would be also a great success if we can have non-French financial institution on board. So to be more precise on what it looks like, what is a loan, what is the type of loan that we can guarantee, I will present you briefly a case that we did. It's one of the first loans we've been guaranteeing. It was a co-production between three countries. There was Belgium was majority, Luxembourg and France. It's really quite typical of of what production is nowadays. You still have 100% local films with only one nationality, but more and more producers could produce with other European countries. This is really a reality in the film production today, and so and it makes it complicated for banks because you have different sources of financing, and this was the case. You had three countries co-producing. The budget was 4 million euros. The spend, the shooting was in three different countries as well: Belgium, Luxembourg, and Poland. And the post-production was in France. So, yeah, many different European countries involved, but quite typical of what is production today. So this budget was covered by financing. The financing plan was complete, but the contracts were payable on delivery or when rendering final accounts. So there was this need for a loan. So we did only one loan, doing the entire cash flow of the film production. All the financing was channeled through one loan, and the three co-producers were borrowing in the same loan, so they were all tied together and responsible for the loan. You can have other possibilities. You can have the case when each producer borrows for his own local financing and is only responsible on his own part. This is a possibility. There is nothing typical. It's always case by case. In that case, the three producers borrowed on the same loan, and all the financing was in one loan, which did the entire cash flow. So it was quite clear and simple for management of the cash flow afterwards. So, So the loan was 3.5 million euros withdrawal capacity. So it was covering almost the entirety of the budget. The type of contracts that were discounted through this loan were, we had tax incentives. There are lots of tax incentives in Europe. There's a tax credit in Italy, but there it was. We've been discounting the Belgian and Luxembourgish tax incentive. There were public fundings as well. Eurimage, the European fund, also national and regional grants, so there were public fundings as well, and also TV pre-sales from France or from Belgium. So all in all, the financing plan was comprised of more than 15 different sources of financing coming from France, Belgium, and Luxembourg. And in the loan, we cash flowed about 10 of them. And some were not cash flowed through the loan, so we didn't cover the entirety, because some of the contracts were payable during production. Then they didn't need to be cash flowed by a bank. So there was a small part of the amounts that were directly paid on the production account because the conditions were accessible during production. Or the smaller amounts were not discounted because, well, it would be a cost for small amounts. So all in all, the loan covered 3.5 million euros and was doing the cash flow during the entire production period. The first withdrawals started 1 month before production, when the film was in pre-production, lots of expenses for your shooting locations. You have to start paying that, or your actors, or everything. And the monies were withdrawn according to the cash flow plan that was set before start of the production until the post-production. So the entire needs were covered, and now the film is almost finished. It's almost delivered. So the loan is still quite high, but we expect it to be refunded in the next 6 months. So the entire duration of the loan will be probably 24 months, all in all, for the first withdrawal until complete refunding. So here, why the guarantee was useful in that case, because you, as mentioned, you had three countries involved in the co-production, and three different nationalities of funding, and 15 different sources of funding. So it's a quite complex operation. And in that case, the bank was in France, but the majority of the financing was coming from Belgium and Luxembourg. So with the guarantee, the bank has been able to cover its risk, even though they have a very good analysis. It's always good to have a second opinion. We put together the structuration of the loan. And of course, in case of problem, the losses will be less important. So the international aspect here was a good point for needing a guarantee, for showing the usefulness of the guarantee. And it's also because the companies that were involved in the production were experienced producers. They were good quality producers. However, there were independent small companies, and there was a real it was not balanced. The amount of the loan, which is 3.5 million euros, it's quite a big amount compared to the size of the company, the capital they own, and their assets. It's complete, and there's a big disproportion. So it's in that case, the guarantee is also quite useful in order not to be alone in case of problems. If the film had been going over budget, or if there was a problem with the refunding of the loan because one of the contracts is not being paid, the size of the company is too small to bear it on its own. So the bank really needs to in case of a problem, it's the companies rarely have the capacity to refund on their own funds. So this is the why mainly the guarantee was useful. And that's about it. I'll be happy to answer questions if you have any. I hope it was clear. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you very much.